Kids race around a small stage in Roger Williams Memorial Park, fighting for the best patch of grass. Parents lean back on beach chairs as two performers enter with microphones.
Me and LK have been best friends for 2 or 3 years now. We met at children's school.
These two friends happen to be a walrus named Alex and a teddy bear named LK. The walrus wears long felt tusks. The bear's got fuzzy ears and an AT&T name tag. He's a phone sales specialist.
This will take a long time if we hike.
That's okay. We will speed walk.
That's good because I only have 2 days off from my job at AT&T.
In case the talking walrus didn't clue you in, this is children's theater. But the leads are full-grown men, professional actors, in fact. Tonight, they're volunteering for the Manton Avenue Project, a playwriting program for students in Providence's Olneyville neighborhood.
This is on the ground.
From the audience, Manton Avenue director Meg Sullivan watches the performers intently. Sullivan knows tonight's plays well. She worked with the playwright, third grader Roberto Gifaro, for months.
What's really cool about seeing the plays that they end up writing is seeing how each of them is really expressing an incredible sense of empathy for each other, for the characters, the simple idea of helping each other out.
Manton Avenue's main exercise in empathy comes with writing characters, when kids are challenged to step into someone else's shoes. One of tonight's playwrights, Angela Vinas, describes her protagonist.
Kathy the bird, she is a brave bird, and she was mad that her parents left her behind, but at the end, when she got to see them again, she was happy again, and she was brave again.
Academic settings geared towards reading and math might not emphasize skills like empathy and conflict resolution, but they're themes that come up again and again in kids' writing, and live theater may have a unique ability to address those themes. Here's Meg Sullivan again, director of the Manton Avenue Project.
You know, it's really about that moment in live performance where we can all imagine a better world. We together have experienced this liveness where we can see something bigger than ourselves, and it's empowering us to leave the theater and want to do better.
And Sullivan says that feeling isn't just for kids. Often adults need crash courses in empathy. And sometimes children are the best teachers.
In their ability to say, okay, well, do you want to be friends? Right? Despite our differences, despite the fact that maybe we just had a really big challenge that we had to face together. I think that's such a big lesson for all of us.